Many of Kentucky's leaders feel much like Hilda Legge, who's running for Secretary of State. Legge of Somerset, who worked in the federal government and private sector, thinks the current system works well. Legge says the closed primary allows a political party to make decisions that are best for its members.
We need to have clear boundaries of what our philosophy is. It won't fit perfectly with me or you.
University of Kentucky political scientist Don Groh says the closed primary is a system that best serves the party faithful. The idea being party membership has its privileges.
That's the basic notion that, you know, we are Democrats. If you want to join the Democratic, fine, you're welcome to come in. But if you're not willing to join the party, stay out of our decisions. Or if you're a Republican, if you want to join us, fine. But if you don't want to declare yourself a Republican, stay out of our decisions. It's our decision. They represent our party.
The second Republican candidate in the race for Secretary of State is more agreeable. Bill Johnson, who's a military veteran with experience in oil production, favors opening the door to independents. The Secretary of State's office says almost 7% of registered voters are listed in the category called Other. Independents would fall in that group. In an open primary, there's fear unaffiliated voters could sabotage a party by supporting candidates who wouldn't appeal to the party faithful or to voters in the general election. Even with it limited to independents, some critics worry independents could still undermine a party if it tries to select the best candidate. Johnson says that attitude underestimates the integrity of independent voters.
I don't think they're a pawn for anybody. I think it's an insult to say independents are there to manipulate the process. They want to participate, and we're saying, no, you can't participate. So let's let them participate.
Over the last few years, some lawmakers have tried to open up primaries to independent voters. Legislation proposed by Lebanon Senator Jimmy Higdon said registered independents could vote in either party's primary. Over the winter, his proposal won approval in the state Senate, but failed in the House. Higdon has heard from independents who tell him they're taxpayers. They help pay for elections, so they should be able to vote. The state senator argues the first political party that voluntarily opens up its primary will enjoy an unfair advantage during the general election.
I think that would really be an advantage to one party, so that's kind of why I'm trying to do it as a open both primaries to the independent voter.
If change ever comes, the people who manage Kentucky's elections say it could add to their paperwork. County Clerk Don Blevins manages elections in the Lexington area.
For example, if you come in as an independent, you'll have to choose whether you're going to vote in the Republican or the Democratic primary or any other primary for that matter. So there is processing to be done and records to be kept in above and beyond what we're doing today.
During this May's primary, voters will go a long way in picking the person who will oversee general elections, special elections, and primary elections. Democratic voters must choose either Allison Lundergan Grimes or Elaine Walker. And in the GOP primary, registered Republican voters will select either Bill Johnson or Hilda Legge. It will be November before independent voters can make their selection. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.